As a disclaimer, the opinions expressed in this episode are individual and are not representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thanks for listening.
All right, ladies, one more push-up!
I can't do it anymore!
Yes, you can!
I wish I found other ways of doing exercise.
Other ways of doing exercise? Ding!
Wait a minute. Isn't that cool, awesome podcast doing an episode about fitness?
Yes, the Been There, Done That podcast is going to talk all about fitness this week.
Oh my gosh, thank goodness.
So tune in and listen this week to Been There,
Done That
with Peyton and Marissa.
So I have a lot of experience with gym culture and just the life in a gym. I used to work at a place called Fit for Less for 2 years. And honestly, it seems super intimidating. You always see the beginners, very shy, very intimidated by the setup, and rightfully so. I mean, you're going into a new space, you're trying to learn all these new things, and it's just overwhelming, especially you see people who have been there for years who already have a set routine. So I think that comes off as intimidating. But a lot of the people in the gym community are super supportive. I've seen so many people just stop their workout and help someone else and give them correct form or just show them how to do it. Or sometimes people will just stop and ask someone, oh, how do you do this? And then they would just be like, oh, and then they show them and they kind of just like adopt them in the gym. And it's really great to see. That's something you don't see often, but you definitely see in gym culture. You do have some wackos, but I mean, that's inevitable. As long as you're kind of just doing your own thing, you're learning some stuff, then that's all that matters. And honestly, going to the gym is just about you. A lot of people, they don't even pay attention to anyone else. They're just focused on what they're doing. Because honestly, everyone is just super busy working out and trying to better themselves. They're not really worried about everyone else around them. So I think that's one thing that was really a big factor with a lot of new people, or a big issue that they were concerned about. But it's so funny because when you work in a gym, you kind of just understand this, the culture, and you just see the normal regular people, and then it's just like a second like house for some people. Like, they just live there. And a lot of them are just super nice. Like, during Christmas time, we'd have like people give us like little like chocolates or whatever, and it's a really great community to to be a part of. And that's my opinion. I think a lot of the time that there are issues, it's just new members who don't really know kind of how things work. Or the steroid guys. But honest, like where we were, we had a couple of interesting people that caused some problems for us. But it was overall really great. Like, it was probably like 95% of people were fantastic. And then you just have some problematic guys, I would say. Some women were problematic. A lot of guys, though. But we dealt with that. And the staff are always there to back you up, honestly. We already know who the problematic people are. We know some people to watch out for. So if you're ever in a gym and you're feeling uncomfortable, you can always talk to staff because they'd be more than willing to help you out. And a lot of the staff are pretty knowledgeable about workouts and how to do things. So I mean, for like discount gyms like Fit for Less, they can't technically give you like a routine or teach you how to do it just because we're not a personal trainer. But a lot of times off shift, like, workers will be just hanging around, so that's super helpful. I'm trying to think of other things that are really helpful for like beginner gym people. Always bring a lock for your locker. A lot of people didn't. And to all the teenage boys, please do not hang out at one equipment just sitting there hyping everyone else up. I get it, it's like a group thing. I get it, but it's so funny. I would just see, it'd be like early evening, like probably right after dinner time, and you just see like a bunch of like, I don't know, 17-year-old kids, and they, it would be like five people surrounding one guy doing like a bench press or something. And you know, I gotta love it, they really do support each other, but it clogs up the area, so that's one tip. Another tip, be nice to the staff. The staff are the ones who will make your experience better. And can really, like, I've had coworkers who have made friends from just, clients, I guess, or gym members. So it's, you really do meet a lot of great people. And, yeah, I think that's all I have for working at a gym and stuff like that, just from my perspective. I myself I'm not a big gym gal. I think I just get too distracted and just overstimulated in a gym. So I like to tend to do things that are more, they're more fun, but they're also physical. Like, I like to do things that don't make me think that I'm doing exercise. So I like to do like hiking. I really like tennis is really fun, but just stuff like that, because then I get distracted and I'm like, oh, I'm actually doing exercise, but it's actually fun, so I don't mind doing it. And I like to switch things up because I constantly get bored, and for me, creating routine is really hard. So I kind of just like to do things more so like spread out and more, I don't know, like when my friend was here, when she was still living here, we used to go like tennis, we'd go like twice a week. And that was really fun, and it's a great way of getting exercise. Oh my gosh, I would be dying by the end. It's so hard, but it's really fun. I like to like gamify my workouts, if that makes sense. So I did that. I love hiking. I'd go on like a hike once a week, a big hike. Like, I'm not talking like a 30-minute hike. I'm talking about a 10K hike within like, we'd do it like 4 hours. It was crazy. Oh my gosh. I went with my friend and we left at like early. We probably left the house around 8 or 9. We got there about like 9:30. And we just did this whole giant trail until like 4 p.m. It was awesome. And that's like something that I really enjoy because I'm like around nature, which I love. And you're getting exercise and you're also socializing with your friend. Like, that is just the perfect workout for me. And it doesn't feel like I'm working out, if that makes sense. Plus, you get to stop for like snack breaks. You get to just explore. And you like the innate nature to explore is very strong. So it's really fun. I like doing that. That's really fun for me. And that's basically how I get my workouts in. That's pretty much it. I've been trying to kind of add little things into my daily routine to kind of add some exercise. I mean, if I'm downtown, I'm always choosing to walk rather than to take the subway if I can, if I'm not super late, if I have time. I like to walk outside, especially with the weather getting better. I also like, I've been doing this recently, I don't know how long this is going to stick, but if I want to like doom scroll, or if I want to watch like long format shows or YouTube videos, I like to go down on my like in my basement and cycle and just watch it, which is fun. I kind of just like stop cycling halfway through and then just end up watching the thing, but you know, it's gonna just little changes at a time, and then eventually it'll become something, hopefully. It's just finding little things that you can add to make your day better, because not everyone is a gym person. Like my friend who I used to work with at Fit for Less, she's a big gym girly and she goes like every day, or even like 3 times a week. You don't need to be going every day, but she's a big gym girly and that's like her thing. But I'm not a big gym girly, so that's just not my way of exercise. But there's multiple different ways. I really want to try Pilates. I feel like that's a cool way. I just like gamifying things. So anything that could be a game or like that's competitive, I like that.
I must admit, I'm like kind of the worst when it comes to working out. Like,
me too.
I'm very inconsistent, and I think that's my problem, is I get super motivated and then I just completely stop, which is really not the best way to go about it. I think if you can even just implement like a couple things into your routine and stick with it, then that's better than just going hardcore and then completely stopping. But yeah, one time when I was having one of my like, I'm gonna go hardcore, I'm gonna be like a gym rat, like I was like so committed to the bit, I signed myself up for a spin class. And I did not know what a spin class was. I just thought, oh, that sounds fun, just spinning around.
I feel like I would do the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Just like not know what you're signing up for and then be like, oh crap, this is crazy.
That's exactly what happened to me. I was like, it'll be fun. Spin sounds like a fun little thing to do in the morning. Signed myself up. I think it was like 6 a.m. or 7 a.m. class or something like that. So anyway, I go and it's like all these girls who are like so fit, so ready. I was like, uh-oh.
It's always like those type of girls. Like you just look, you're like, I am screwed. Like this is going to be horrible.
Yes. And so anyway, for those who don't know what spin is, it's like cycling. Like you get on those like bikes and they're like, all right, ladies, let's go. And I was dead. It does not look like it would be that bad. But holy, like, because they also don't let you, like, sit on the seat. They make you, like, raise your butt up. But then they don't only do that. They go up and down and up and down and to the side and to the other side. Like, they do that. And it's, like, this upbeat music is playing. And she's like, come on, you can do it. And I was the only new person. So she'd be like, new girl, get your butt off the chair.
Oh, my gosh. That's literally my nightmare.
I know. And I was like feeling so called out. Luckily I was like kind of in the back row, so it wasn't like as bad, but I could not, like my legs were getting shaky, like I couldn't even raise myself up anymore, like because I hadn't been working out either. This is what I mean, like I'm not consistent, so I just jumped right into this. And so then I was like, my body cannot sustain what she's asking me to do. It was,
oh my
crazy
gosh.
Yeah, but
yeah, I'm the same way. I'm literally so inconsistent. I'll get like motivation at like 2 a.m. I'm like, I need to put my life in it. I need to change it up. I need to put myself first. And,
yes.
And then I have like this workout. The next day I'm like working out and then I'm like, this was great.
Yeah. See you again next year.
Exactly.
But yeah, I think that spin is not for me, at least at this point. Maybe once I start a more regular routine, I can get more into it.
But I mean, you tried it. That's all that matters. Like, as long as you're trying new things and you're seeing what you like and what you don't like, I think that's the most important part.
Exactly.
So at least you know it's not your thing. But
yeah. But I mean, like, if you, like, I feel like some people, that must be, like, really fun to them. Like, there was a lot of people there, and I know that they do different, like, they'll do, like, Taylor Swift Day, where they have, like, all Taylor Swift songs playing, or, like, Coldplay, or, like, whatever. They just do different artists, so you can, like, work out to that artist that you really like, which I think is super cool.
Yeah, and that's an extra bonus thing.
Yeah.
If they had, like, house music, oh, that'd be crazy.
Yeah.
Just, like, hardcore, like, techno.
Yeah, that'd be so fun. But, like, that's the thing, is I feel like if I built up my strength, I would really enjoy that kind of a thing. I just don't think that's the thing to jump right into.
Mm.
But I know that a lot of places will do, like, a first-time, like, free class. Like, that's what I did, was just, like, I joined for free for my first class to try to test it out, which I think is really great. I think a lot of places do that, and if you do some research, you can find places that'll offer those kind of deals. But, yeah, that was not for me, at least at that time in my life. So I transitioned into doing more at-home workouts by doing, like, Pilates, because that was more my tempo. I think it's not that Pilates is easy, but it's easier to get into, especially since you can do it from home, because you don't have someone screaming, get off your butt! Like, that definitely helps. So I think that as long as you know, like, in yourself that you can be consistent and, you know, motivate yourself, then I think that's a really good thing to do.
Yeah, I feel like I'm a class girl, just because I need someone to know, like, I don't know, I need someone to rely on me.
Yes.
Or I need to be like, oh, this person's like there and expecting me to show up. I need to be there, because I feel like I'm just like, oh, like if it's I'm at home, I'm like, oh, I can just do it later, and then later it turns into never.
Yes.
But it's also like really cool to see that they have like these promotions on a place called ClassPass. So that's super helpful too. They have like really good deals on different classes and stuff like that. So I think that's also something to look into.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I think you need to find a balance of like knowing yourself, like, do you need to like have that regular routine of like having a class every Monday at this time where, you know, maybe you're paying for it. So then it's like, it's more of a commitment and you know, I'm going to do this for a month and then like, you know, or am I able to actually motivate myself? Because I mean, obviously like I was able to motivate myself, but I don't do Pilates anymore. So something happened along the way. But yeah, it was good because you can kind of find like if you want to do a 10 minute, a 20 minute, half hour, like you can find that balance. Or there's like different exercises for what you're trying to exercise, which is really good. But yeah, I enjoyed it. Another thing that I actually recently did that I didn't usually do, but I actually really loved was hiking.
I love hiking.
Yeah, I've never really done at least like a serious hike before. And I was recently just in Vancouver and I did my first like mountain hike.
Ooh.
And it was so fun. It was not like one of the big mountains because like a girl can't live through that.
It's okay. We're just starting out.
We're just baby workout queens.
Aww.
But yeah, it was really fun because it's super like scenic. And I think that really helps because it's like you're trying to get to something. You know what I mean? It's like there's kind of like an end goal and you can see like the destination as opposed to just like, oh, when is this 20 minute workout, 30 minute workout going to be over? It's like, no, I can see like I'm actually moving towards something, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, it's so I literally was talking earlier. I just love hiking because then it's also like you get to socialize and you get to like have little tiny break, like snack breaks or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's just like the fresh air just. I'm like, maybe I don't have asthma. Maybe my lungs are just horrible from like city conditions, but it's so fun. I love hiking so much.
Yeah. You maybe already talked about this, but like I always convince myself I have asthma because I just like, I'm always like out of breath. Yeah. And then I'm like, wait, maybe I'm just lazy.
Maybe I'm just really out of shape.
Maybe I've just been breathing in city air too long.
Like, no, that's so real. And it's so funny. I was talking earlier, I did a hike with my friend and she's very like campy person. She's a Girl Scout leader. And then we went on this like place by me. It's like 30 minutes out. And we went for like an 8 hour hike. Like we just went this like giant trail and we were like, let's do as much as we can. So we went like all the way around. We got there at like 10 and we didn't leave till like 4.
Wow. That's impressive though. That's
it
really
was
good.
So fun. And we had like a little lunch break and it was just, I love it. I just love hiking.
Yeah, so hiking's so good. I would highly recommend. I don't think there's good hiking spots around Toronto, unfortunately. I could be wrong. There's good, like, walking trails.
Yeah.
Hiking, I'm not so sure.
I think you gotta go more, like, north or east to get some, like, really good ones. But they do have some, like, GTA area.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Yeah.
It's always fun to check out. Even a little car adventure, you know? Car ride.
Yes, car ride. That is the best way to work out.
You get an adventure going to the thing, and then you have an adventure hiking, and then you get an adventure driving home.
Yeah,
in
exactly.
Traffic, probably.
Yeah.
Hopefully not.
The next thing that I wanted to do was a little quiz.
Oh, boy.
So I looked up some different workouts that are good for different parts of your body. I'm going to read you some workouts, and you're going to tell me what part of the body I'm trying to work out.
Okay, guys, here's the thing. I worked at a gym for 2 years. Do I know anything? Have I learned anything? Not really. Everyone would be like, oh, like, I just want to get what you have. And I'm like, guys, I'm sorry. It's just genetics. Like, I just have high metabolism. And I'm sorry, but I'm not a fitness girly, so this is going to be so fun.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, I'll just read you out kind of the different categories so you kind of know what types of body parts like might be the answers.
I've never been this stressed in my life.
It could be abs, arms, shoulders, legs, chest, or back.
Okay.
Okay, the first one, this is one category, bench press, push-ups, and weighted dips. What do you think you're working out?
Bench press.
Push-ups. Weighted dips.
Oh, that's back, isn't it? No. No, you're doing the, like, arms. No, weighted dips. That's, like,
You guys can't see it, but Marissa's trying to act out workouts to see what she's working out.
The bench press, because that's chest. And then the weighted dips. It's like, I can't remember what a dip is. The dip, like,
you're asking the wrong person.
Guys,
I'm
getting up.
This is a visual podcast now.
Weighted dips this? Or is it
probably.
Like,
both of those seem accurate.
I feel like the weighted dips are for, like, your legs, your butt area.
Well, you said it at one point. It was chest.
Oh. What are weighted dips?
I don't know. If anybody knows, let us know.
Bench press, push-ups, weighted dips.
Guys, I just realized my headphones aren't even attached to anything, so I'm wearing them unnecessarily.
Okay.
That's crazy.
It's part of the aesthetic.
Guys, already off to a bad start. This is so embarrassing.
Okay, here's your next category. Deadlifts, lat pull-downs, dumbbell row, and Superman.
Back.
Yes. Okay, next one. Hammer curls. Overhead tricep extensions, chair dips.
Oh, triceps, like arms.
Arms, yeah.
I went even specific.
Oh, she did. Plank.
Oh.
Hanging knee raises, sit-ups.
Abs.
Yes. Okay, squats, lunges, and calf raises.
Butt.
Legs. Butt's not a category.
Ugh, it should be.
It should be. Butts should always be a category.
I agree.
It is legs, yes.
Yeah, let's go.
And the last one, overhead press, lateral raises, and rear delt raises.
Back or arms?
Close.
This is so bad. What's like near your back and your arms?
Chest? Shoulders.
Yes, I've been like acting it out. I've been like dancing that was, my shoulders that was over here.
You guys missed a great dance that Peyton
I was
did.
Like dancing my shoulders to help her out. Yeah, that's
yeah,
you actually did really good.
Oh my gosh, guys, maybe I did obtain some knowledge from working at the gym. Who would have thought? Not me.
Because like, I'm just more impressed that you were actually acting out the ones I was saying, because when I read that list, like, that was all gibberish to me.
I have a couple guy friends who are gym rats, so I know a couple of things.
You know a couple
of things. I know a couple of things.
You got some inside information.
I might be able to share some of it. Wow. That was pretty productive of a conversation.
Yeah. The other quiz I thought of doing for you was, guess the yoga pose.
Oh, I would have been so bad at that. But that would have been so funny.
Then I realized, like, I have it on my phone. It's just I realized this is, like, a podcast and no one will be able to see anything.
Guys, next year, video podcast.
Video podcast. And then you can tune in and we'll try to guess yoga poses.
Oh, my God. That would be so funny.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That would be really good. So, if you want us to come back next year... Exactly. Send us some love and we will return for another season.
Yeah, if you see some person, just give us a hug and we'll know what that means.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll know. We'll know you're a fan.
We'll know you're a real one.
Yeah. Well, on that note, this is our last episode of the season.
No.
And unfortunately, after this, like, we don't exist in the real world. Like, we only exist for you guys.
Yeah, were we ever even real in the first place?
Yeah. So this is kind of the end of the podcast and of us.
Yep. So, I hope you guys enjoyed it while it lasted. So,
yeah, but we've had such a fun time talking to you guys, giving advice, sharing some funny stories.
Sharing some ha-has, yes. Yeah, this was really fun.
Sharing some giggles.
Some giggles. But this has been, this has been a really fun time.
Yeah.
And hopefully you get more of us next year, or not. Who knows?
And you can
Are we even real?
Yeah, are we even real? That is the question.
Question of the day.
Yeah.
Peyton real?
Yes. Sometimes I question it. So, yeah. But thank you guys so much for tuning in.
Yes, thank you. And